After the holidays, there's so much to clean up and get ready for the coming year. This leaves me exhausted and a lot of things falling off my to-do list. It's time to lock in, and Omaha Steaks delivers everything you crave to reset after the holidays. An order from them means having high-quality Omaha Steaks on hand at all times. I'm a big meat lover myself, and I always go with medium rare, but there's also plenty of poultry and other options available. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of expertise in the meat industry. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their end-of-season sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to www.omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide during their end-of-season sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. Thanks to Omaha Steaks for sponsoring us.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
African traditional dish. Achu and yellow soup. Achu and yellow soup is a typical African traditional dish of the Ngamba clan in Cameroon. It is a dish so abundant in various food nutrients. This traditional dish, because of its richness, has become so popular that it is now eaten all over the country and in many countries of the world. The process to come out with a tasty dish of achu and yellow soup is in three stages: the preparation, the actual pounding, and the yellow soup preparation. The preparation. The main ingredients for preparing achu and yellow soup are cocoa yams, banana, red palm oil, cow meat and skin, salt, maggi, limestone, usually called nikki, achu soup spices, and pepper. The pepper is only for those who eat it. In my village setting, the cocoa yams and bananas are harvested from the farm while the other ingredients are bought from the market or store. Of course, in a city, one has to buy all the parts. The traditional plates, banana leaves, are also harvested and warmed over a glowing fire, then split into rectangular forms ready for use in the second stage to tie the achu, cocoa yam fufu, itself. In a city, we use a dish in place of the leaves. The cocoa yam and banana are washed and put in a sizable pot, beginning with the cocoa yams, then the banana, and finally some tender or young cocoa yams at the top. The pot is then covered with banana leaves or foil paper and allowed to cook until the cocoa yam and banana are soft enough for pounding. The actual pounding. When the cocoa yam and banana are well cooked, firstly we peel the tender or young cocoa yams and pound. Then pound the banana and mixed with the pounded cocoa yam. This is done in about two or more batches depending on the quantity. Each batch is mixed up with the previous one to keep it continuously soft and smooth. At the end of this stage, all the pounded cocoa yam and banana are well mixed until it is smooth to form a dough. Water is added if the dough is too tight, otherwise, it is just fine. The softer dough, or call it, achu, is then removed and tied up in bundles known as bundles of achu. Yellow soup preparation. While the cocoa yam and banana are being pounded, the meat and skin is also cooking on the fireplace. Firstly, slice the meat and skin and wash it thoroughly. Secondly, put in a pot and add enough water, salt, and maggi. Then, allow to cook until it is soft enough. This can take about 30 to 45 minutes, depending on the type. Mix the red palm oil and nikki in a bowl or pot till it turns pure yellow. Drain the stock from the meat and pour it in the bowl or pot. Use a second bowl to mix the soup well by turning it from bowl to bowl till it is pure yellow and thick enough. You can also use a blender to blend if you have one, otherwise continue mixing for about 2 to 3 minutes, depending on the quantity. When these three stages are accomplished, then, achu and yellow soup is ready for the table. So yummy! Some health benefits of achu and yellow soup. Considering its ingredients, achu and yellow soup is very rich in carbohydrates from the cocoa yams, proteins from the meat, vitamins from red palm oil and vegetable, fats and oils from the red palm oil, calcium from the yellow soup. The yellow soup also fixes minor stomach upsets. If this presentation has helped you, subscribe, like, and share with friends.